so pleased to have you with us for another great edition of Retire with Grace. I'm Megan Mozak here with the founder of Grace Advisory Group, Bob Grace. He's a former attorney, a chartered life underwriter. He's been the guy we've been leaning on during this time of pandemics, coronavirus, market drops. And Bob, we're going to do that again today. More than 50 years experience helping us down here in Southwest Florida gain some confidence about our financial future, especially as it relates to our retirement. And we do have a special guest coming up later on our program, Bob. I'm really excited to tell our listeners about her. Her name is Dr. Alicia Arbaje, and she is the Director of Transitional Care and Research at Johns Hopkins. She specializes in geriatric medicine. She'll be on the show with us later on to explain how baby boomers can protect themselves from COVID-19. What a valuable conversation we'll be having with her coming up just a little bit later. Now, I want to make sure you have Bob's phone number. If you're getting close to retirement, maybe newly retired, you might be feeling a little shaky right now about your portfolio, your finances. That's completely normal. This is why we have Bob in our corner. He can help you with that. I want you to reach out if you have any concerns, any questions, 866-466-1099. That's the number. Again, it's 866-466-1099. Now, at some point, Bob, our risk tolerance in life, it drops from the levels of rebel without a cause to something a little more tamer, maybe something more like Mary Poppins. You know, it's really easy to go from one extreme to the other, but we might just lie somewhere in between when it comes to risk. I think for a lot of us, we don't want as much excitement as we age, especially when it comes to our money. There's no sense taking any unnecessary risk at this point in life. You want to have that balance between risk and safety in your retirement portfolio. So how much does stock market risk really matter when we're just starting our careers and then change as we get closer to retirement, Bob?
Megan, I'm so excited to have Dr. Behahi on the radio, on the show. This is going to be a great thing, and I think a lot of great information for people. But let me kind of answer your question. You know, risk is something that should be managed at all times. But when we're young and supple and viable, we can race down that ski hill full boat. As we get older, we've got to slow down a little bit, and that's about as good a financial analysis as I can bring to the listeners. You know, when we have time to regrow the volatility of the market or wait for it to kind of recover itself, and we're not taking money out of that savings portfolio that we've been working on for 30 or 40 years, it really doesn't matter about the ups and downs. But once we retire, we go from accumulation of money to distribution of money. And by definition, if you're taking money out of an account that has gone down 2% or 20% or 30% as it has over the last few weeks, and you're still pulling a fixed income out, that can be devastating. That's when that finite pot of money, if it's only a finite pot of money, can absolutely run out. So we've got to have alternatives as a base, a foundation, that deliver us that guaranteed, certain, predictable income no matter what happens. And the rates of return on that and the rates of distribution are just going down. I mean, interest rates have gone to zero in this current environment. So obviously, the companies that provide those guarantees, like the banks and the insurance companies, have had to lower what they're passing out to the public. That just makes sense. But a team of experienced people who have been working this strategy for years, and that's Grace Tax Advisory. We've been in this distribution phase for well over 25 of our 50 years in the business. We know how to pick and select the good companies that go along with and match with the opportunity companies that are bouncing up and down and have those fixed sources of income that bring stability to that retirement income stream.
Now, Bob, as we're talking about volatility in the market, making sure we do have an income stream, there's so much volatility now because of the coronavirus. We've seen this sharp decline. How are you helping people navigate volatility in the market these days?
Megan, pretty much the same way we've always done that. We like to build a foundation of safe sources of income. That would be the bank, possibly government bonds, and what we call a fixed insurance company source, an income annuity. And if we have guaranteed income for the essentials, the food, clothing, and medications, that is never going to go down and it won't go up, but giving you a good cash flow of 4, 5, or even 6%, then you can stack on top of that the volatile for the alternative income needs, the luxuries of life, maybe the Starbucks. Maybe we have to curtail that for a period of time until the economy recovers. But we are so fortunate. We have over 4,000 clients that we work with over the last 20 years. We literally have had no phone calls from these clients worried about what's going on here with this virus situation and the volatility of the market. Because if they've become our clients, they've all let us build a foundation of certain predictable income from those same sources, and most of them have 10 or 15 or 20 and sometimes as much as 30% in the market. Now, that market portion has gone down dramatically and bounced back up and gone back down, but it doesn't affect their lifestyle. That's their inflationary money. That's the luxury money. The certain income for their lifestyle is locked in. It's guaranteed, just like it was when they had that paycheck coming during their working years. That's the logic of building a distribution income plan as opposed to simply continuing just to grow money and pulling money out for your lifestyle. Because when you're pulling money out in a down market, that's called reverse dollar cost averaging. It depreciates your principal exponentially faster, and that's how and when people run out of money, along with the other risks we're going to talk about later in the show, Megan, and that's longevity. So the question is your portfolio adequately prepared and balanced enough to weather the effects of this crazy market volatility? Let our team here at Grace Advisory Group help you answer these questions. When you give us a call at 866-466-1099 and do it right now, we'll set a time for you and I to have a quick 15-minute phone call to determine if we should set up a virtual meeting. In other words, you sit in front of your computer, I'm going to sit in front of mine. We'll get our team of CPAs and attorneys in if that's what's required. And we're going to protect ourselves from all this crazy virus stuff and talk to each other to see if we should go further in putting together a plan. And we've had a number of these over the last couple of weeks. People are sending in their documents over the internet. We're doing the analysis. We're getting back to them. We have these virtual meetings. We control that. We set it up. All you have to do is sit there in front of your computer and press the buttons that we tell you to press. And what a great way to do business and protect ourselves from all the risks that are standing out there right now. So let's do it virtually. We don't have to have you come in. The number to get that set up, again, a 15-minute phone call to determine whether we're a fit or not. You can ask us the questions. We'll determine whether we can help you. The number to call is 866-466-1099. One more time, 866-466-1099 to set up that 15-minute quick phone call to determine whether we can be a fit and help you down the path to a secure retirement.
What a great first step for those who maybe have been sitting on the sidelines and now they're feeling prompted to do something in light of what's happened with the market, with the coronavirus situation, this pandemic. It really is causing so much change for our daily lives, Bob. And it could potentially cause some trouble down the line if you don't address it now as it relates to your retirement. So a great proactive step to take today is to give Bob and the team a call. Have that 15-minute conversation on the phone, safety and comfort of your own home. You don't have to leave. You don't have to go anywhere. Pick up the phone today, 866-466-1099. And remember, Bob has more than 50 years experience helping us right here in Southwest Florida planning for retirement. He's a former estate planning attorney. He's a chartered financial consultant. He's also a master IRA advisor. He's an elite advisor with Ed Slott. I want you to lean on his experience. If you are feeling rattled, you're feeling a bit shaky right now, Bob can help. 866-466-1099. Now, Bob, as we're talking about risk today, volatility, there's a lot to talk about. Is there a way, an easy way to determine what the impact on our savings could be if we see the markets continue to take a hit or maybe take another hit?
What we said in the first segment on the show here, Megan, and that is to build a foundation. We call it our first car in the money train of certain predictable income. Now, you should have a certain amount of liquidity for not only for inflation, but for emergencies. And then we want a growth bucket. So getting out of the market completely doesn't make a whole lot of sense. What does make sense is to reduce the volatility of the market by reducing the percentage you have in the market and putting more money in that safe, certain, predictable cash flow. And right now, we're still able to give 5, 5.5, and depending on your age, up to 6% cash flows out of your principal. If we can lock that in and guarantee it for the rest of your life, no matter how long you and if you're married, your spouse lives, that's called peace of mind. We have a bucket of money that is liquid. It's not yielding anything. It's in the bank at 0.5% or 1%. But that's what you put aside for those emergencies. You don't want to take income out of an account that's growing at 5 or 6%. You want to take it out of that account that's only growing at a half or 1%. And then once we've gotten that foundation done, the liquid money done, and the inflation money, which could be half the market and half those guarantees, that's kind of your choice. I kind of like that 50-50 split, because when the market is up, that's where you take the inflation money. But when it corrects, you can take it out of those fixed, certain, predictable sources. Once that's done, that's the foundation of the house, the walls of the house. Then we put the roof of the house on. That's called growth opportunity. That's where we can get a little bit more aggressive in the market. And if it all goes down the drain or goes down 20 or 30% like it has over the last few weeks, and I think will continue to bounce up and down, it simply doesn't affect your plan. So it's not a hodgepodge of products. It's not a bunch of financial products sitting in a pile. It's a plan that has set you up for certainty and predictability. It gives you growth opportunity. It gives you liquidity. And then finally, we put that all in the tax mixer. And we mix it up and try to reduce. In fact, we are very effective. No, we don't just try to reduce your tax liability, because in my opinion, with all the gifts Uncle Sam is giving us now to help us through this virus situation, we're going to have a raise in taxes. There's only one way to pay for those trillions of dollars that have been put on the checklist here. You've got to raise taxes at some point in the future. We've always talked about reducing taxes. We've always felt it's very important. Not any time in the past has it ever been more important than it is right now to do tax management of your future income, so that you can keep more of your hard-earned income and have it provide more income for you throughout the rest of your life. So if you'd like to get on the telephone with us, and by the way, when you call in, our producers are going to answer, and they'll set up a time for a 15-minute conversation either with me or one of my team, and then we can set up a virtual meeting if that's what we'd like to do. In order to set that up, pick up the telephone and give our producers a call. The number is 866-466-1099. Again, just a simple, short, 15-minute conversation to determine whether we're a fit. We'll set up 1 hour virtual conversation, and we can get your plan on course to get where it should be to retire with grace. 866-466-1099.
Up next, our special guest. We're very excited to bring onto the program. Coming up, Dr. Alicia Arbaje. She's the Director of Transitional Care Research at Johns Hopkins University. What can you do as a baby boomer to help keep yourself safe from the COVID-19 virus? Dr. Arbaje gives you those tips coming up next. You're listening to Retire with Grace.
Hello, Southwest Florida. It's Glenn Beck. Do you want help saving your retirement plan from the tax man? Grace Tax Advisory Group is right there to help you. Grace is the only tax advisory group in Southwest Florida that provides you with a team of tax, investment, insurance, and legal professionals, all under one solid roof. I want you to meet with a Grace financial advisor while there's still time, and you can receive a tax, financial, and legal consultation, a written retirement income plan, plus a free book, Retirement by Design, by best-selling author Robert Grace, the founder and the president of Grace Tax Advisory Group. Remember, it's not how much you make, it's how much you keep. So call Grace Tax Advisory Group now, 866-794-7223. Grace Tax Advisory Group. The number again, 866-794-7223. Or visit retirewithgrace.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Grace Capital Management Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Happy you're with us for Retire with Grace. I'm Megan Mozak. Told you about our special guest. Bob and I are so pleased to be able to bring you this interview with Dr. Alicia Arbaje. She's the Director of Transitional Care Research at Johns Hopkins, specializing in geriatric medicine. She's also studied public health and designing healthcare systems. My colleague, Jen Rizak, was able to have a conversation with Dr. Arbaje, and she found out what baby boomers need to know about the COVID-19 pandemic and how to protect themselves from this virus. Let's listen in to Jen Rizak's interview with Dr. Arbaje.
Thanks for joining us today as we have the opportunity to speak with an expert from Johns Hopkins about what seniors need to know about the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Alicia Arbaje is the Director of Transitional Care Research at Johns Hopkins. She specializes in geriatric medicine, and she's also studied public health and designing healthcare systems. Dr. Arbaje, thank you for speaking with us today. I should point out we are on the phone because we are practicing social distancing, but welcome.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Let's start with this, Dr. Arbahi. The numbers are staggering, both in the numbers of cases and in the death toll. Johns Hopkins actually has a coronavirus dashboard with the latest numbers, and you can find that at coronavirus.jhu.edu. Talk about why those numbers are growing so quickly, and how much worse do you think this is going to get?
Yeah, the numbers are really staggering. I think one of the reasons we're seeing the numbers going up is because we now have the availability of more testing kits. And the more testing we can do, the more we can find out who really has this condition. And before, when there was less kits available, we didn't really have as good of an idea as to how many people were already infected. So I think that's one of the main reasons why the numbers are going up. And I think the second reason is because there really are also more infections. It's not just that we're identifying them. And we are still, we haven't reached the peak of the number of people that we think are going to be infected. And so I think we're looking at another good, I would say, 3 or more weeks of seeing when we reach this peak. It could be longer. I don't think it'll be shorter because there are still parts of the country that haven't really started to see a lot of cases yet, though that's changing day by day. So I like to stay optimistic, but I do like to also stay realistic and think that we're looking at least several more weeks before we start to see the full number of people that are really dealing with this illness.
Let's back up for just a moment, Dr. Arbahi. When did you first start paying attention to coronavirus as someone who specializes in the health of older people? When did this really pop up on your radar?
Yeah, so I think like many people, I was starting to hear about this in the wintertime, like around December, mm-hmm. and becoming very concerned about what was happening in Asia around this, and thinking about personally whether to start restricting travel and so on and so forth. And then I think it really started to hit me more around like late January, early February, that this was looking to be pretty serious, especially starting to see what was happening in Italy, which still to this day is mind-boggling what we're seeing there. And that is what concerns me now as we start to move into seeing the peak starting to occur or moving towards that peak here in the United States. I was doing a hospital rotation back in the beginning of March, and then it really hit me that we needed to make some major changes in the way we were taking care of patients, both outside in primary care and outpatient care and in the hospital setting. And that's when things really became very clear. And where we as a health system really started taking major action to try to improve things. And I think we're seeing that across the country as well.
What's given you the most concern during this pandemic when you think about the health of older people? Is it that it's pulmonary? Is it the way it's transmitted? What gives you the most concern about what's going on with coronavirus?
I think a couple of things. One is sort of on the medical biological side, and the other is on the social side. I think on the biological side, what really concerns me is how transmissible this virus is. It's much more transmissible than the influenza virus. And I think at first we thought that maybe they were similar. It's not quite as transmissible as some of the most efficiently transmissible viruses like measles, which is highly, highly contagious, but it's pretty close in terms of how easily it spreads. So I think that concerns me. And I think the fact that someone who gets infected who's very vulnerable, they are rapidly declining. So it's not just like, oh, maybe in a couple weeks you might get worse. It's like over the matter of days, where people like 5 days where people are starting to get hospitalized and, you know, and shortly thereafter in the intensive care unit. So I think the fact that it's so virulent, meaning like so pathogenic, so likely to create really serious complications in people pretty early on, I think is concerning. And then the other part of the biological side is that for people who are vulnerable and getting serious illness, we don't know a lot about this yet, but it looks like this virus also creates some pretty serious damage to the lungs for people that do survive it. So we are going to need to learn a lot more about the long-term adverse consequences.
Let's talk a little bit about what some of those vulnerable groups, people who are seniors, for example, mm-hmm. what can they do to keep themselves safe?
So what I tell anyone, especially those of my patients who are older, and most of my patients are over 65, many are over 80, is that the best defense against this virus or any other infection is to maintain yourself healthy. So healthy aging is your best defense. And what do I mean by that? Remember, our immune system is what really is at the front lines here and dealing with anything that comes our way. And the way to best improve your immune system is to keep yourself healthy through physical activity of any kind, like even if it's up and down your stairs now that you can't easily get out of your house, or walking around your neighborhood, that could be, but exercise is key. And then I think people really need, this is what I'm advising, really as best they can, need to strive for nutritional excellence. And I don't mean just like, well, let's eat a few more fruits and vegetables. I mean nutritional excellence, which is at least 10 or 12 servings of fruits and vegetables daily, if they can, right? I know that's hard, can be frozen, can be fresh. But really, fruits and vegetables, it's not just like, oh, they're good for you. They're actually critical for your immune system. Vitamin C and other vitamins that are and micronutrients contained in fruits and vegetables. So really thinking about doubling or tripling your fruit and vegetable intake, and that may not even be enough. So I really want to emphasize the need to increase fruits and vegetables. And then to avoid foods that debilitate the immune system. So in particular, foods like eggs and dairy are highly debilitating to the immune system. They're phlegm-producing, they're inflammatory foods. And for people especially who have chronic illness, these are not foods that provide nutrition in a way that's beneficial to folks who have chronic illness. So I really encourage people staying away from those foods. I know it's a hard time right now to get the foods that you may want, but to the extent that people are able to move towards plant-based foods and especially fruits and vegetables.
We're speaking today with Dr. Arbahi. She is with Johns Hopkins. She's a geriatrics expert there with Johns Hopkins University. Talk a little bit about some of the seniors who still have to work. Maybe someone acts as a caregiver for their grandchildren, so they're still having to be around family members, or maybe they are still going to work in the medical field. They're a healthcare provider. Talk a little bit about what those folks need to know if isolating themselves is more of a challenge.
So I think a couple of things. One is specific to this pandemic, and then the other sort of general good advice. So I'll start with the general. The general good advice for anyone at risk or taking care of someone who's at risk is to take the moment now to prepare an emergency information kit and contingency plans for if they got sick. What do I mean by that? So an emergency information kit are the list of all your health conditions, the medications you take, who your healthcare providers are, and importantly, who your healthcare decision makers are if you're not able to make decisions because you're too sick. So also, if there are preferred hospitals or skilled nursing facilities where if you needed to go, you could go, to have a list of those as well. So I think it's really important for people to always have that updated now. Is even more than ever. So that's kind of the more care coordination side of things, because when you don't have that information in an emergency, more mistakes can take place. So specifically for the individuals now, I say if you have to get out there or if you're taking care of somebody who you're worried about might be at risk, I think that you should consider things that may make a lot of sense, like wearing a certain outfit just for work and changing out before coming home. Or if you're caring for someone, wearing a certain outfit like scrubs or something that's easily washable and changing out of those clothes before coming home or as soon as you get home. And then limiting the amount of jewelry that people are wearing that are not essential, because again, that's more stuff that you have to clean. If you have longer hair that you can put up, I would put your hair up and cover it if possible. And then wearing glasses instead of contact lenses, because glasses provide a little bit of an extra shield. It's not 100% obviously, but it decreases the need to like rub your eyes or touch your face and provide somewhat of a barrier. And then keep in your car if you're going out, keep in your car either some disinfecting wipes or just some paper towels with in a spray bottle of cleaning solution so that you can wipe down key surfaces of your car, you know, on the inside, like the steering wheel, et cetera. And once you get home, to kind of just wipe down the area you just walked into. And then if people have access to gloves, to keep those around for when they're in transit. And then as soon as you get home, shower, change, if you haven't been able to do that before getting home, and do that before going and seeing people. Now, I just want to be clear that these are recommendations that are sort of general. We don't really have a lot of clear guidance yet as to what we need to really do specific to this virus, because we don't have enough information yet about this virus and how long it sits on surfaces. There are some early studies that are showing that the coronavirus can be detectable maybe even up to 3 hours in the air, and definitely on surfaces. So up to 24 hours on cardboard and up to 2 to 3 days on plastic and stainless steel. So what does that mean? It means that even if you do all these things I've just been saying, that you want to make sure you clean and disinfect common surfaces in your home often.
Dr. Abahi, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure, and I hope we can talk to you again one day, but maybe not too soon. Maybe this will all blow over.
I hope so too, but I'm happy to be available and to talk about these really important topics and to honor our older adults.
If you'd like to find Johns Hopkins coronavirus dashboard on the pandemic, simply go to the website coronavirus.jhu.edu. A lot of resources on that site, including the answers to many frequently asked questions and coronavirus myths versus facts. You can go to coronavirus.jhu.edu. More conversation with Bob Grace is straight ahead. You're listening to Retire with Grace.
At Grace Tax Advisory Group, we want to earn your trust the old-fashioned way by bringing value to you and your family. There are a lot of wealth advisors in Southwest Florida. Some offer investment advice, some offer safe, fixed, indexed annuities or talk about tax reduction strategies. Some even offer written retirement income plans. None that I know offer all of that under one roof. Plus, an in-house Florida licensed law firm that works together to design tax reduction strategies and an estate plan that allows you to keep more of your hard-earned money. If you would like that type of team working on your retirement plan, and you've saved $250,000 or more, your plan, including your first year tax return, is free. To set up a visit with the Grace Tax Advisory Group team, call or text VISIT to 866-366-1099. That's VISIT to 866-366-1099.
Investment advisory services offered through Grace Capital Management Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
This is Retire with Grace. I'm Megan Mozak. So pleased to have you with us. I'm joined by Bob Grace. He is the founder of Grace Advisory Group. He is a former estate planning attorney, a chartered financial consultant. He's also a chartered life underwriter and a master elite IRA advisor with Ed Slott. Bob has more than 50 years experience helping us here in Southwest Florida plan successfully for retirement. We're talking to him about risk today, a lot that we need to be considering, especially in light of how the coronavirus pandemic has affected the markets, Bob. And I think about just going back in time a bit, movie prices, back when you were a kid. I'm sure we can all remember how much cheaper it was to go to the movies. In fact, I think many of us can remember when you could see a movie for less than 70 cents. You can't even see a movie for a dollar now at a theater, let alone less than a dollar. It just goes to show you everything's gone up and inflation has so much to do with that. Bob, let me ask you, how does inflation impact our retirement savings?
Tremendously, Megan. You know, you talk about 70 cents. When I was a kid, it was a quarter and gasoline was even a quarter a gallon. So listeners, I'm in the same age bracket as most of you and maybe probably a little bit older. I've lived through all these ups and downs of the market over the last 50 years. And I've got to tell you, I've never seen anything more serious than we're looking at right now. With all the gifts the government are giving away, they're printing money. The more money they print, the less value each of those dollars has. That means inflation. And inflation has been pretty easy over the last few years, but it is going to ramp up dramatically after all the money that's being printed right now. And what ultimately happens with great inflation is all of a sudden a bubble burst and we have tremendous deflation. No, the dollar has no precious metal backing right now. China and Russia do. They're taking over the economy worldwide in that area. It's a challenge. They're trying to become number one, both of them, and I think they're going to join up and try to get a lot closer to that than we hope it will. Taxes are going up. We can't stop that from happening. They have to pay for all the gifts they're giving out to protect us from the loss of jobs and the loss of businesses. That's important. But how do we fix that? Well, you've got to have an advisor that does more than just tell you, we're going to get you a better return. The market's going to come back. Hold on. That just doesn't work when you're close to or in retirement. You've got to have a team of people that not only look at increasing the cash flow, even if the dollar is worth less, you've got to increase the cash flow. It becomes more important. but maximally important. I'm not sure that's a word, but it's so important to reduce your tax liability. We have in-house CPAs with our experienced and educated advisors and our attorneys. We work on tax strategies that put more money in your pocket. In other words, the dollar is going to be worth less, but if we can allow you to keep more of it instead of giving it away to 300 million Americans we've never met before, that's going to allow you to maintain or even increase your lifestyle in retirement. It's a strategy that most advisors don't do. They set you out to their accountant, most of which don't know how to protect you from future taxes. They count the beans and tell you how many you can keep and how many you have to send off to their employer, Uncle Sam. But we do tax reduction strategies for you. We also give you a more liquid cash flow, a higher cash flow percentage, 4, 5, even 6%. And we're going to give you instruments that are going to be safe and predictable. They're not going to be affected by the volatility of the market. Folks, it's not too good to be true. We've done it. We've done it for the last 50 years, 20-some years down here in Florida. None of our clients are calling saying, oh my gosh, I've lost 30 or 40% of my money. They have that stable income. Some of the money's in the market. That's gone down and up and down. Really doesn't affect their overall plan. And that's the issue. It's not about a hodgepodge of products. It's not about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, life insurance, all these things sitting in separate piles. It's a cohesive, articulated, easy to understand plan that brings all of those financial instruments together, every tool in the toolbox, for a plan that allows you to have a maximum cash flow that's guaranteed for the rest of your life and addresses inflation by laddering those safe income sources as you need them. A 3% inflation rate doesn't sound too serious until you realize it means prices will double every 20 years. Just think about how that could impact your savings. Everything you saved will only be worth half as much if the cost of everything is doubled. How does that change how you plan for the future? We can help you map this out and see what we can do to help you curb inflation. Exactly what is necessary and how we can save more money and get better cash flows so the inflation simply does not eat away at your retirement income. There's absolutely no obligation, just a quick 15-minute phone conversation when you call in. Our producers will set up a time for you to meet with myself or one of our team for simply 15 minutes on the phone. We're going to ask you a series of questions to find out whether we can truly be of help to you. If we can, we'll set up a one-hour virtual communication over your computer and our computer. It's really simple. You press a couple of buttons. We can see each other. We can chat. You can send us your documents through email. We've been doing this now for 2 or 3 weeks. It's very safe. No virus exposure. We're going to be able to do a plan for you over the internet and communicate back and forth without ever seeing each other and shaking hands and exposing ourselves to this virus tragedy. So get on the phone and give us a call. Set up that 15-minute initial interview, and our directors will do that for you. The number is 866-466-1099. Now, again, give them your contact number, your email, and we will call you back and set up that 15-minute, real simple, real quick phone conversation to determine the path that we're going to go down to help you get into a good plan situation so you don't have all the stress that's out there right now, not only in the financial but in the personal health world. Again, 866-466-1099 to get you on the path to a secure retirement.
Keep that number handy, 866-466-1099. That's the number to reach out to Bob and the team at Grace Advisory Group, 866-466-1099. You can have that 15-minute conversation with Bob and the team. Start to gain back some confidence about your retirement future, your financial outlook. Now, Bob, as we talk about risk, it's very important that we build some growth opportunities into our plan. Has to help us with that inflation risk, but also has to ensure our money isn't exposed to too much risk in the markets. How do we do that? How do you build in enough growth opportunities?
Well, Megan, I'll give you an example of a client we spoke to just yesterday. They're 81 and 83 years old, and we talk a lot about annuities, but most annuities go away at age 80. But they had a lot of money in cash. You know, the senior people have put a lot of money in cash just because it's safe. But their rates have gone from 1% down to 0.5% or even less than that. So they're losing a ton of money. If inflation is 3% and they're earning 0.5%, they're losing 2.5% per year. So we scoured the market. There's something called an immediate annuity. You give the insurance company money. It sits there for 3 or 5 or 8 or 10 years. It's sort of like a long-term CD, and it grows at a fixed guaranteed rate. And at the end of that period of time, you can take all your money out or you can roll it over to another annuity on a tax-deferred basis under Section 1035 of the code. So in scouring the market, the one we found, and I'm not sure how long this is going to last, but we found something that was guaranteed for 5 years to compound at 3%. And when we told the clients that, they're very smart. One's a professor and the other one comes out of the chemistry business, chemical business. He said, how can they do 3%? How can the insurance companies do that? Well, it's simply because they're working with what they call the law of large numbers. They are putting a lot of their money in 30-year treasuries, which back in the 80s and 90s were paying 14.5%. They have less income taxes to pay than Wall Street and the banks do. It's just a combination of things. They're very strict on where and how they can invest their money. In fact, the bank's 10% reserve was taken away by Congress here just a couple of weeks ago. The insurance companies have to put aside between $1.05 and $1.10 for every dollar you give them. So they're safe. In my 50 years, I've never had any of my clients' companies ever become insolvent. Not that they couldn't or wouldn't, but none ever have that we choose out of 1,200 companies. So if you'd like to park some money at 3% in today's environment, going to grow tax deferred, you're not going to get a 1099 each year, this might be an opportunity for you. So these folks also needed some income in the next 1, 2, or 3 years, besides putting that money aside for long term. We scoured the market again. We found a product out there that upfront gives them a 20% bonus. Sounds too good to be true, but they add 20% to your income account. And then for a period of 5 years, they will add 7.5% simple interest to the growth of that income account. So you can start income in the first year, second year, third year, fourth year, or in the fifth year. And then the income is going to be based on your age and whether it's a single income or a joint life income. So if you're looking for income in the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, that would be a great product. If you're looking to grow your money and take it out and move it in 5 years on a tax deferred basis, safe compound growth at 3%, there's just lots of options out there. And some of our fixed annuities also have what we call home health care doublers. If you cannot do 2 of 6 activities of daily living, that's walking, dressing, feeding, bathing, continence, and toileting, for a small additional annual fee of somewhere between 1 and 1.2%, you get all those benefits. You know, the banks aren't even giving toasters away anymore. So to grow your money at a great rate of return that's guaranteed by multi-billion dollar insurance companies, according to the full faith and credit of the company, you've got some options out there that Wall Street has been poo-pooing for the last 10 years. I hate annuities. Don't buy annuities. Well, folks, they're not the only answer, but those of our clients who have a large portion of their money in those fixed annuities are going to sleep every night. They're putting their head on the pillow. They're in the market. Assets have bounced up and down. The fixed annuities are simply there like the old tortoise and the hare fable, if you will. The old tortoise is plugging along. That's the fixed annuity. The hare is running in circles, jumping up and down and dodging shotgun bullets. It's not happening with the majority of most of our clients' accounts. Now, the money that's in the market, it's going to stay there. They should have 10, 20, 30%, but they shouldn't have 70% in the market and 30% in the safe stuff like a lot of people have had, because that 70% has taken a real sharp hit in the head. So if you'd like to find out what your options are, all you need to do is pick up that phone and give us a call. The number is 866-466-1099. Now, you should have saved at least $250,000 for retirement. It's a real challenge to do much of anything without having saved that amount of money. We're going to talk to you on the phone when you call in. Our producers are going to get your name, phone number, your email, etc. We'll call you back, set up a 15-minute conversation. I'll find out what your assets are, your hopes, your dreams, your wishes are. And if we both think it's appropriate, we'll set up a 1-hour virtual communication. You're going to sit in front of your computer. I'm going to sit in front of mine or one of our attorneys or CPA's will. We can even do your will, stress, and powers of attorney over that virtual communication. So we're here to help you. You don't need to come in. You don't need to wear a face mask or sanitize your hands, unless your computer needs to be sanitized, of course. But we're going to be able to communicate with you on an easy, non-risky virtual basis. We've done it a number of times over the last couple of weeks. It works out really well. Our clients are really happy about that. We want to protect your health. It's so important. You know, I'm in that upper age bracket myself, so I don't like going out in the environment any more than you do. So call this number, set up that virtual meeting, 866-466-1099, 866-466-1099. I'm Bob Grace, founder of Grace Tax Advisory Group. Every week, we have educational events at top restaurants designed to help you get retirement ready. We talk about some of the biggest concerns facing retirees today. Will you have enough income to maintain your lifestyle? Are you paying more in taxes than you have to? How to get the most out of your Social Security benefits? What's the best way to pay for health care, long-term care, and much more? Our team at Grace Tax Advisory Group, wealth managers, CPAs, and attorneys actually talk to each other when designing your custom plan. So when we are done, you have a comprehensive, customized, written retirement plan. To attend one of our educational events or set up a visit with the Grace Tax Advisory Team, call or text the word VISIT to 866-366-1099. That's VISIT, V-I-S-I-T, to 866-366-1099.
Investment advisory services offered through Grace Capital Management Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
This is Retire with Grace. Megan Mozak here with Bob Grace, former estate planning attorney, founder of Grace Advisory Group. He is a chartered financial consultant. He's also a chartered life underwriter, a master elite IRA advisor with Ed Slott. And he's been helping us right here in our community, helping us plan successfully for retirement. And we're really, really diving deep with Bob on what's happening in the markets regarding the coronavirus pandemic and how to make sure we're appropriately positioned in terms of risk. That's so key as you get closer to retirement. And it's especially accentuated when you see what's happened on Wall Street recently. I'll give you Bob's phone number. He has cleared his schedule to make himself available for 15-minute phone conversations. You do not have to leave your house. You can talk to him from the safety and comfort of your own home, 866-466-1099. Now more than ever, it's important to be on solid financial footing. Call Bob, have that conversation, and begin to gain that confidence back, 866-466-1099. Bob, when we look at a down market, a lot of challenges there, clearly, but are there some opportunities in a down market that we should take advantage of?
You know, Megan, interesting, there are a number of opportunities, something called loss harvesting. You know, if you've got a stock that's never really done real well, it's sort of lackluster, and it just has been something you thought you'd like to sell, but you got some capital gains in it, and you're not quite sure where to put that money, it's probably gone down with all the hotshot stocks, too. And now's the time to sell that. Take those losses, and then when the market does shoot back on the good stocks that you like to keep, maybe it's Apple and Microsoft and stuff like that. I'm not picking stocks for you, but that might be something you'd like to hold on to. When that goes back up, if you want to sell some of that to live on, you've got some losses that offset those gains. That's called loss harvesting, and that should be done generally near the end of the year. But with this opportunity in a down market, not only doing that loss harvesting right now could be appropriate. And here's a big one. We talk to our clients all the time in up markets and down markets about Roth conversions, particularly high income people. They've never been able to put money in what I call the only gift Uncle Sam has ever given us, and that's a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k. If you've got too much income, the tax law doesn't allow it. Now, with the assets down, and if you're retired, even though you put money in a regular IRA, the income, no matter what it is, doesn't stop you from converting that IRA to a Roth. And if your asset has gone from $100 a share down to $70 a share, you're going to pay tax on a $70 conversion instead of $100. And if it's a good, solid stock that's going to go back up when the economy recovers, it's going to grow completely income tax-free, and it's going to come out tax-free, and it does not have a required minimum distribution at the age of 72 like all of your other assets might be if they're in IRAs or 401ks or 403bs and that type of thing. So when you come in, we're going to sit down, we're going to do an analysis for you. By the way, it's not coming in. I keep saying that because that's what we do so much. But when you pick up that telephone and give us a call, we'll have a 15-minute conversation. We'll find out what your assets are, what your goals are, how imminent it is. Is it appropriate maybe to do some loss harvesting and some Roth conversions? And then we'll set up at least a one-hour virtual communication. You sit in front of your computer. We're going to get you online. We're going to tell you what buttons to push. You'll be able to see our faces. We'll be able to see yours. You can kind of email those documents over, your tax returns, your statements from your current portfolio, maybe copies of your old annuities to see if we can reposition them and if it's appropriate to get you something that's going to give you some home health care along with it. Maybe take a look at your life insurance contracts. You know, life insurance is the best way to pass tax-free money on as a legacy. So, folks, we use every tool in the toolbox. We don't hate annuities. We don't hate the market. We don't hate life insurance. if they're going to get you where you want to go. Here's how to look at any kind of investment. What is it? Is it something that goes up and down? Does it have risk or doesn't it have risk? What does it do? Does it grow money? Does it lose money? Is it safe money? Is it tax preferred? Then at the end of the day, you do all this to find out what does it mean. When you get into retirement, money that's sitting at a bank at 0.5% is losing money for you because inflation's at least 2.5% or 3%. Can we reposition that into something that over the next 5 years will grow at a guaranteed 3% compound without getting a 1099 each year? Maybe so. It might be the right thing. Is it something that maybe when you pass on, you want to pass to your kids? You've had annuities. You're not going to need the income from them. Maybe we turn that income on. You pay tax in a low tax bracket right now for the next 5 years and provide an expanded amount of money, the inflation money that you thought you were going to lose. It's accelerated for the benefit of your children on a completely income tax-free basis. Folks, there's so many strategies out there that the average financial advisor simply is not aware of. Our CPAs can sit down with you. I can sit down with you as a tax attorney in my prior life. And also our financial advisors are all trained at that level. Pick up that phone. Let's set up that real simple, short 15-minute communication.
Now we know, Bob, we have to plan for retirement. And when we do that planning, it's really, really important to plan for a long retirement because longevity is a real risk these days. Why do you think longevity could end up trumping all the other potential risks to our savings?
Well, Megan, back in 1935, when Social Security was started, you had to be age 65 to get it. And the average life expectancy of an American male was 62. So they certainly didn't plan to spend a lot of money on that. Well, now there are 10,000 people a day retiring. The average age of ladies is somewhere in the early to mid-90s. The guys, the late 80s to early 90s. And many of us well over the age of 100. So we're living a lot longer period of time. And Social Security is just about broke. They're going to have to make some major changes to that. They've got trillions of dollars of unacknowledged debt from the government. Taxes have to go up. We don't get healthier as we live longer. Medical expenses are increasing. We're not doing as much downhill skiing in our 70s and 80s. But the medical expenses sometimes are much greater than the cost of our entertainment. So we need an instrument that does what the old-fashioned pensions used to do that aren't existent very much anymore, and that is give you a guaranteed lifetime income. Stocks don't do that. Bonds don't do that. ETFs don't do that. There's absolutely nothing in Wall Street that does that. Unfortunately, we can't find it there. And for those of you that hate insurance companies, let me tell you what they do. They give you a contractual guarantee. Of course, there are 1,200 companies. You've got to pick the right ones. And I'd say there's only probably 15 or 20 that are at the top of that list, but we're going to help find those for you. That when you start taking that income, it is contractually guaranteed to provide that income for you if you do live to 150 years old. And if one of you dies early, the other spouse, if they're the joint beneficiary, is going to get that income for the rest of their life. And if you both pass on before you've spent all your money, contrary to what the naysayers in Wall Street say, that money is not kept by the insurance company. It's passed on to your name beneficiary. There's only one alternative that would let the insurance company keep it, and I would never allow you to buy it. It's just not the right thing to do. So folks, don't listen to every negative thing you hear on the radio or on TV. You want to find out what it is that's going to solve your problem. You need to know what it does to make sure it will accommodate what your goals are. And what does that mean to you in lifestyle? Wouldn't it be nice to know that you had a pension that as you needed additional income, you could increase that pension along the way by laddering those income streams from those fixed annuities, just like you'd ladder a bond portfolio that would increase your income as it's needed. If we could control the tax liability by doing Roth conversions for you, and if you want to pass a legacy to your kids, and don't tell me you're too old, even if you're in your 70s and 80s, we've insured people up to the age of 90, you buy a low-cost life insurance that, frankly, you cannot live long enough to put 100 cents in the dollar bill that will be passed to your kids and your grandkids completely income tax-free if properly set up. We use every tool in the toolbox. ETFs, we put stop losses on our portfolio. We use fixed indexed annuities that grow connected to the market but not being in the market. They reset every year. When the market goes up, you get a piece of the upside. When the market goes down, the worst you do is zero. So it's a zero stop loss, if you will. Folks, if your advisor is not showing you, at least looking at all the financial alternatives in the toolbox, you're not getting a fair shake. But you know what? Those tools are nothing unless they're put together by a plan. My wife and I, Rose, went to a symphony a while back, and we walked in. And we thought we were walking into a cat fight. You know, the clarinets and the trombones and the trumpets are boom, 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 up and down, screeching. All of a sudden, the conductor gets on, he taps the podium, and everything started to get quiet. The music was beautiful. They put together a symphony that was just fantastic. Let's take your tools that are bouncing all over the place. You don't know what they're doing, whether they're going to work or not work. Put together a plan that sings the song of correcting all the worry of retirement, and let us be the conductor for you to get that symphony in place. So pick up that telephone. All you need to do is call us, set up that 15-minute conversation on the phone to see if we can go ahead and put a virtual meeting together for you. The number to do that, 866-466-1099. Folks, you need a plan, whether you know it or not. You can't do it yourself unless you're a financial advisor with the education and the experience that our team has. It's what we do every day, and we're good at it. Let us do it for you free of charge. 866-466-1099. The question you want to ask yourself is, why would you not do this and get yourself the ability to sleep at night and not worry about running out of money? 866-466-1099.
Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
Grace Advisory Group is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products that custom suit their needs and objectives. Investment advisory services offered through Grace Capital Management Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
This radio show is a paid placement.